Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
The midway point of October, it feels much like early September. It is a perfect night for football here on a Friday from the northern part of Ocean County. We'll welcome you in live to our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting on 1160, 1310 a.m., and, of course, on the web at shoresportsnetwork.com. Along with Ed Sarluka and Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. We get set for the topsy-turvy world of Class B South, where everyone pretty much still alive. It is the Bengals of Barnegat taking on the Panthers of Point Pleasant Borough. Both teams coming in, Kevin, with a mark of 3-1 in the division. Barnegat 4-1 overall. The Panthers 3-2 off a loss last week to Central Regional. And when we say pretty much everyone's still alive, that's not much of a stretch, as Donovan Catholic, Manchester, and Pinelands on the outside looking in, but five other teams all at 3-1.
And Barnegat and Point Borough joined with that in that record with Lakewood Central and Jackson Liberty. So indeed, it is a wild B-South race with still a few weeks left in the regular season. But one of those teams will fall out of it tonight, and that will be the loser of this game here at Al Saner Field.
Ed Sarluka down to the field, and Coach, that was kind of our theme last night on the show, picking up spots in division games, and this among them, and calling them elimination-type games, because to have two losses with not many games remaining for both of these teams before the state playoffs, it would be hard to overcome.
Yeah, you can't afford two losses. It's bad enough that one loss may get you a tie or possibly even a try championship the way this division is going. So tonight I definitely would think this is an elimination game. Barnegat will have a bye next week and then have the other big one on their schedule in Lakewood. So you got to take them one at a time, but this is certainly a big one in B-South.
Interesting matchup, too, in terms of the state playoff picture, which starts to become a little bit more clear from week to week. Point Borough playing in Central Jersey Group 2. Barnegat is in South Jersey Group 2. This could be a big one for both of their teams. And as we talked last night, Kevin, with Rob Davis, the head coach for Barnegat, pretty much feels like they almost have to run the table to make sure that they lock a spot in what is a pretty loaded group in South Jersey Group 2. And it would obviously start here tonight with a win against Point Borough.
Yeah, I agree. Rob feels that way, and he would really like to get through this one with the win, and then the bye comes at the right time because Barnegat will be without clearly their top playmaker and top all-around player in senior Matty Bowen, the Penn State-bound recruit. He'll be sidelined with a concussion. They hope to have him back for their next game, so that would mean sitting out tonight. Next week is the bye. Have him back after that, so if they can get a W without Matty in the lineup tonight, that would be huge for them.
Take a timeout for the National Anthem. When we come back after a two-minute pause, we'll have the coin toss, the opening kickoff, a little bit more of the pregame show all right around the corner. Kickoff between Point Borough and Barnegat here as you're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Like every week, tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above.
We get set for a kickoff as captains making their way out to midfield. Barnegat coming into this one 4-1, 3-1 in conference play. For Point Borough, 3-2 overall, 3-1 in conference play. The wins for the Bengals so far this year: Manchester, Jackson Liberty, Donovan Catholic, and Manasquan. The loss, a week 2 defeat at the hands of Central Regional. We'll talk about Point Borough after the opening coin toss.
Captains meet at the 50-yard line for the coin toss.
Hi guys, my name is Anthony Crowell. I'm the official tonight. Remember the sportsmanship. White's going to talk to white. Black's going to talk to black. Any problems, please talk to one of the officials, right? Good luck to both teams. We have a heads and a tails. Heads and a tails. You're going to call it. Here we go.
Captains for Barnegat, number 56, Mike Barbagallo.
Tails.
Number
23, tails. You won, what would you like?
Oh, we won to defer.
Kyle Morris.
Excuse me? White has won the toss. And defer.
Barnegat has won it, guys, and has deferred their choice to the second half. The Panthers will take the ball and receive on the clock end of this field.
among the captains for Barnegat tonight, Matt. Kevin Hoffman, their senior outside linebacker, who has been sidelined with an injury all this season. He has yet to play. He is penciled in the starting lineup tonight, and the Bengals certainly hope he'll be able to go. It looks like he's got his right hand, right arm, and wrist area taped pretty good, but he will try and make a go of it tonight.
Game time temperature right in the 70-degree range. Not really a speck of wind anywhere around this field tonight. Point Borough will be in their home black uniforms, the black jerseys, black pants, black helmets, gold numerals, and the gold trim on either side. For the Bengals of Barnegat in their away white uniforms tonight, the orange numerals on the shirt with the black trim, black pants, and the Cincinnati Bengal-like helmet.
Tonight's opening kickoff is powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Devin Conley and Jax Weigert going back deep, awaiting the kick here of Connor Lustenberger, who will put it at the 40-yard line right in the middle part of the field. Send five players off to either side. It is Friday Night Football here on the Shore Sports Network, presented by Jersey Mike's. Thanks so much for joining us and spending part of your weekend with our crew. Ball bouncing at the 15-yard line, handled by Weigert at the 10. He'll take it out over the 20 and run forward, get close to the 23-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for a Point Borough offense, which is averaging 261 yards per contest. Jack Fitzsimmons was the quarterback. He tonight will play at the running back spot. Noah Husak will be the starting quarterback, the 5'11", 180-pound junior. The two slot men, Devin Conley and Gene Francescini. The wide receivers, Hayden Fry and Mike Larson. Up front, John Yeomans, Jack Enright, the tackle, Dan Cornish, Kyle Ryan, the guards, Dom Infante is the junior center. Francescini will line up here as the fullback as an I package. The give is to Fitzsimmons up the middle. He gets to the 25-yard line for a gain of just about two. Xavier Young, good player up front, making the tackle. 4-3 alignment defensively for Barnegat. John Doles, Danny Dugan, the ends, Joe Scaglione, and Xavier Young, the tackles. Tyler McGinnis, Kevin Hoffman, the outside linebackers. Josh Bowen is the middleman. Ricky Jarena and Ken Bass, the corners. Kyle Morris and Nick Camerato are the two safeties. Coming now on a 2nd and 8. We are up and running about 45 seconds in to the opening quarter. Husak wants to throw. Dancing as he's pushed from the pocket, rolls right, looking down the field. Has a target. That catch is made. Fry will haul it in. Get down inside the 30-yard line. Tackled around the 25. The coverage and the stop by Jarena. Husak just 2 of 3 coming in, throwing the football. Kevin makes a big-time play.
Well, the Panther passing game has basically been non-existent this season, but the change with Husak going to quarterback and Fitzsimmons to the A-back immediately pays off. He did a great job, had plenty of time, rolled to his right to escape any pressure, and then found Fry down the sideline in front of the Barnegat bench for a big completion and first down.
Fry will stay in, wide receiver, tight formation off to the right side. Francescini in motion, option here to the left. Husak hit behind the line of scrimmage and then dropped just over the line of scrimmage with 90 seconds gone by. Barnegat with the opening possession here. It will be second down and a long 9 coming up. Ed, obviously that important in terms of this Borough offense. Fitzsimmons was the starting quarterback, kind of gave things off in the middle part of the game last week to Husak.
And Husak came in and did throw a touchdown pass last week to Hayden Fry late in that Central Regional loss last Saturday night. So he is the better thrower of the two. Fitzsimmons probably the better runner.
Fitzsimmons coming in just over 300 yards on the ground. And a couple of touchdowns. I sent this time around. The pitch coming to the wide side of the field, the offensive left. Fitzsimmons trying to pick a spot off the left side to the near side hash mark. And will take it over the line of scrimmage. No real gain on the play. It will be 3rd and 9 coming up with 9:40 remaining. Josh Bowen, the middle linebacker, making the tackle.
This is a Point Borough offense, Matt and Kevin, that Walt Curry initiated when he was an assistant coach running the offense here at Point Pleasant Borough.
Of course, he later took the head coaching job at Brick Memorial and runs the flex phone with the Mustangs also.
Fry up top to the right. Weigert will stay near sideline left. Conley starts in motion. Husak wants to throw. He's got a man open over the middle. Overthrows him, and it's intercepted in the end zone. Second pick of the season for the free safety, Nick Camerato. And Barnegat will get it coming out of their own end zone.
Well, he tried to hit Francis Cheney, and, you know, he was open down the middle of the field, Matt, but the safety was playing like a center fielder. I don't think he ever saw him because it was right in his hands. I mean, it's about as easy as interception you'll ever get, and the Panthers' opening drive ends in the turnover. Burrow, clearly the Achilles heel this season so far has been their offense, averaging just 14 points a game. A chance for early points there. They do not capitalize.
So the Barnegat offense will come on and begin here. Bengals under the direction of 6'2", 205-pound Bucknell-bound senior quarterback Sinjin Erskine. Erskine will work with Tyler McGinnis and Tyler Podinker as a two-back set off to the right side. Erskine under center. Wide receivers are split. The give is to McGinnis off the left side. Hit around the line of scrimmage and drop there. Paul Wickwire, Ricky Jurena, Kyle Morris, the three wide receiver attack. Danny Dugan and Sam Madden, the two tackles. Adam Ritchie and Xavier Young, the guards. Madison Schultz is the center. Madden on his way to the University of Wisconsin. 6'7", 357. He stands pretty much a whole helmet.
Change the play, Matt. They're going to have to hustle to get this one off now. Sinjin came over to the sideline, got the play, went into the huddle, and then came back to the sideline. Now they're going to have to use a timeout now.
Yep.
They will use a timeout, and with 8:20 to go, we will keep it right here. No score between Point Burrow and Barnegat.
In talking with Bengals coach Rob Davis before the game, he said, you'll see us a little bit differently offensively without Manny Bowen tonight. We will probably go to much more of a power attack. We'll bring everything in and, you know, run behind the offensive line with Erskine and, of course, McGinnis. So I don't know that you'll see Barnegat really all that wide open tonight. I think they believe that they'll go to their bread and butter. It was the core of their success last year. And while I don't think the offensive line is quite as strong as it was last year, they lost a great player in Zach Andrews. Still pretty good and still one of the better ones around.
Erskine back up under center here on second and nine. He's accounted for just over 900 yards of total offense between run and pass. Looking to throw here. Jurena, the intended target, almost intercepted by Devin Conley. Let's run through the alignment for Point Barrow. Up front, Aiden Conley, Dom Infante, and Jack Enright, the three-man front. John Yeomans, Jack Fitzsimmons, and Nate Husak, the three linebackers. Austin Druger and Gene Francescini, two of the safeties. Mike Larson, the other. Mike Waddleton and Devin Conley, the two corners.
Well, like I said, they really wouldn't open it up too much. They'll run behind the big offensive line.
Now on third and nine, Erskine will send Jurena up top as a single receiver to the left side of the formation, keeping on the ground here with McGinnis. Good size hole off the left, pushed outside to the numbers between the numbers and the sideline. It is a holding call, however, with the plenty of flag down. Not enough for the first down, so Point Burrow should probably decline this one. Waddleton and Drucker making the tackle.
Matt, to our listeners who did not hear Rob Davis on our Investors Bank Thursday night high school football show, it was interesting to us his comments about after the loss to Central, how he gave up the offensive coordinator's job to one of his assistants. So he right now is not calling either the offense or the defense. He's being a head coach.
Chris Clerico is the new offensive coordinator.
Kevin Smith on the defensive side. Xavier Young will move back into punt formation. Has to take a step off to his right to get off a high, wobbly kick. Conley will field it at the 40-yard line and then tackled around the 47 by McGinnis, who will make the stop. Good job by Xavier Young. Not many punters bigger than Young who move back in.
I was going to say, exactly.
He powered that one. By the way, Burrow had about three, definitely three, maybe four, a little bit of step behind in on Young right there. So
you're taking your life into your hands if you run into him.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at a blocked punt somewhere down the line because they definitely had some potential there.
Husak this time wings to either side. Two guys in motion. This is going to be a penalty on a nice run up the middle by Fitzsimmons, which would have gotten Point Burrow a first down on a 12-yard gain, but an illegal shift will push it back. 7:27 to go here, quarter number one. Zach Collins back in the studios tonight pushing the buttons. Of course, ably assisted here as our on-site engineer by Brad Burascano. The hungry Brad Burascano tonight.
He's pretzeled up. He's all right.
Carb loading to get through the end of the game. Back to the 41-yard line after a 5-yard penalty. It'll be first and 15. Nick Stacy, number 82, comes in slot receiver off to the right side of the set. Hayden Fry, who had that big catch, as the wide man. Wings to either side, trips formation to the right. Conley will go in motion. Here's the give here to Fitzsimmons. Nice size hole again. Fitzsimmons breaks outside on the far side. Hashmark gets to the numbers, now pushed outside and into the Barnegat sideline by Jarena. Big run off the right side. Fitzsimmons had a guy who we mentioned, the starting quarterback, now is the starting tailback. You wonder if it's just to make sure he can kind of see things a little bit better. He's good size, 6 foot, 185 pounds.
Yeah, he's a great athlete here at Point Pleasant Borough. I'm sure if you moved him to wide receiver, he'd be a stud there also. Did a pretty good job, you know, running the offense, the flex bone. Probably runs it a little bit better than Husak, but as we said, Husak throws the ball a little bit better, and Burrow and head coach Sean Henry figures they may have to throw it a little bit more tonight.
Two receivers at this time off to the left. Inside carry, Fitzsimmons here will break one tackle that would have been a yard or two loss. Ran through the stop of Xavier Young. Pushes the pile forward for a gain of about a yard. Tackle made by Greg Schmalz. Second down and a long eight coming. Inching down towards the 6.5 minute remaining mark in a scoreless first quarter.
The big guy has entered on the defensive line, Mr. Madden, in there. Could easily tell him, pick him out, Matt, right? He's about a head and shoulders bigger than anybody else on the field.
He's two guys in one is what he is when he steps onto the field.
6'7", 360 is listed at, right?
How'd you like to own an all-you-can-eat buffet, and he comes in?
Second and eight. He'll line up as a defensive tackle spot. Bobbled snap. Husak will go and field it. It'll lose yards on the play. Back to the 41-yard line on the Barnegat side of midfield to now set up a pretty difficult third and about 18.
You know, Burrow kind of shooting themselves in the foot a little bit early here. You know, they had a good opportunity on the first series through the interception. Here they're moving along now, and then that botched snap will set them back. And unless they can convert a, as you said, third and long here, likely will punt the ball and try and pin the Bengals back.
Conley in motion. Husak, five-step drop. Push from the pocket again. Rolls left, looking to tuck it and run. Down inside the 40. And then a hard hit by Kevin Morris, who comes up to make the stop. Kyle Morris, excuse me. Gain of about five. It will be third and long, and on will come the punt team for Point Burrow.
Fourth down, right, Matt? Fourth?
Yes.
Yep.
Fourth and long. Yeah, that was a blown opportunity right there.
Mike Larson on to punt. High snap. Fields it at midfield, gets it off. Wickwire will let it drift over his head, takes a good bounce at the two, and is down by Devin Conley, who ran down the field well, snags it right at the two-yard line. So good field position on the change of downs for the Burrow defense, who will come back on. Still no score, 4:54 to go, quarter number one.
Well, the plush grass certainly helped the bounce of that ball from going into the end zone. I would venture to say if we were playing on turf, that ball would have gone into the end zone for a touchback. But the Bengals will start from the shadow of their own end zone in a spot they have to be very careful here.
Our first update of the night, Matt, real quick from Brick Memorial in a huge A-South game. The Mustangs ran the opening kickoff back 76 yards to set up a short 6-yard touchdown run by quarterback Tim Santiago. Mustangs on the board first.
First down and 10. Big one, obviously, in A-South. We'll talk about A-North in just a second. Erskine here will give it off the left side to McGinnis, who will drag a tackler out over the five, get to the 6-yard line. Stop made by Fitzsimmons from his middle linebacker spot. Manalapan got the opening possession after Middletown South had the punt. And our guest last night, Emamu Mayfield, with a one-yard touchdown run. Braves lead the Eagles 7-0. Huge game up in Monmouth County for the A-North race.
Boy, Mayfield's having a terrific season for Manalapan.
19th touchdown of the year.
Very impressive.
Second down and six with 4:15 to go. Erskine again under center. We'll keep it on the ground again. The give is to McGinnis, who doesn't have much to work with off on the right side. Gene Francescini on the tackle.
Well, this is a real opportunity, Ed, for Point Burrow.
Yeah. So far, they are doing a nice job up front against the much bigger offensive line of the Barnegat Bengals here. So if they could come up big here on this third and five situation, they should get very good field position. And remember, as I said before, they came close to blocking that last punt.
Wonder if maybe a little play action and you let Erskine roll to his left and give him the option to run and throw here.
He can run the football.
Single wide out is Jarena. He'll go to the far side. Power of the formation is to the right. The give up the middle is to McGinnis, who's tripped up shy of the 10-yard line. A gain of only about two. Third and three. Nice job by the Panther defense. They should get it back in pretty good field position.
Yeah, Barnegat very conservative there on the third and five, not wanting to turn the ball over. But as you said, Point Burrow should come away with great field position out of this possession, as Young will go back about 5 yards into the end zone to catch this snap.
Close to having it blocked last time. High snap here with no pressure. He'll get off a much shorter kick. It'll bounce at the 35-yard line, take a bit of a Barnegat roll, and stop at midfield. Down by Nick Camerato. So from the 50-yard line, Point Burrow will have it first and 10, 2:41 to go in this opening quarter. And, Kevin, so far you'd have to say better of the play for Point Burrow, but the worry for the Panthers is still no points up on the scoreboard.
And it's kind of been the problem all season long, and I agree with you through this first quarter. Point Burrow has gotten the much better of the play, and this is their third opportunity. And, again, they've got great field position again. But you've got to come away with some point sooner or later.
Fry, near side wide receiver. The give is to Fitzsimmons off left guard. He'll get two and into Bengal territory at the 48-yard line. This is an extremely important game, obviously, for both of these teams. We talked about the implications within the division. Point Burrow off a disappointing 27-13 loss to Central Regional, who also has a win over Barnegat back in week number two. Five teams at 3-1 going into this weekend's action. Husak under center, second and eight coming. Ball in the middle part of the field. Conley in motion. Husak looking off to his right and overthrows Fry for an incompletion to set up third and eight.
Well, I like the idea of not just throwing on passing situations, trying to mix it up. That's obviously part of the change in the quarterback spot, but you've got to complete passes when you have an open receiver, and he was open, just overthrew him.
The other teams, by the way, in that B South discussion, Jackson Liberty at 3-1, Lakewood at 3-1, along with Central, who we just mentioned, and these two teams, Point Burrow and Barnegat, who are scoreless right now inside of 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. On third and eight, Husak has time. Now moves right. It is picked off. Great interception by Morris, who steps in front of it. His second pick of the season, second pick of the night for the Bengals, and they'll have it first and 10.
Nice job by Morris reading that little out pattern. He was sitting right on it. Pass was thrown, about 5 yards from the sideline. Morris just stepped in front, made a diving interception. Nice job by Barnegat.
Not a good job by the Panthers, though, as again, wasted an opportunity. Second turnover, second interception of the night. And this time, Barnegat gets good field position out of it. They'll start at their own 43.
Long time in the huddle for the Bengals. Morris will stay in at the wideout spot. He and Jarena, a combo off to the right side of the formation. Tight end wing off to the left. play action for Erskine. Rolls left, under pressure, more pressure, lets it go, but throws it into the Bengal sideline to set up a second and 10.
John Yeomans, the outside backer, in on the pressure there, as you said, and forced Erskine out of the pocket and basically just threw it out of bounds for an incomplete pass.
Barnegat a 40-0 win a season ago when these two teams matched up. Tough year for Point Bro, who went 1-9. Bengals 10-2. B-South champs a season ago. Point Bro did beat Barnegat 2 years ago in the 2012 campaign. Now on 2nd and 10. Wickwire and Morris this time. The combo off to the right side. Up top, it's Jarena. Shorts out of the field. They look down the middle. They've got the man. That catch is made. Bouncing off a tackle inside the 25. Down inside the 20. 15, 10. And stop there. Josh Bowen, who lined up at the tight end spot, able to haul one down the seam and set up now first and goal for Barnegat at the Point Burrow 6-yard line.
Well, that might be Bowen's first catch of the season. And, boy, it was a big one, and he showed pretty good speed for a tight end as he nearly took it the distance. Just a quick pop pass, two-step drop for Erskine, right on the money, and here come the Bengals challenging points early.
Bowen will stay in, tight end left. Single back is McGinnis, this time from the shotgun. Erskine will get it. He'll keep it off the left side. Bounce off a tackle, stretch forward the big frame, and in for the touchdown. 6-yard score for Sinjin Erskine, his fifth rushing touchdown of the year. And with a minute 33 to go in the opening quarter, Barnegat now leads 6-0.
Just ran behind the left side of the offensive line, Adam Ritchie and Sam Madden, for a relatively easy touchdown, and the Bengals wake up in a hurry.
Yeah, just a real, very simple seam pattern, Matt, as you called it, and wide open Bowen was. They're getting on him on the sideline here.
Boxed extra point here, picked up by Jarena, who will throw it to the back part of the end zone. It is deflected away and will have the score hold at 6-0. We'll step out for a 30-second timeout when we come back. The kickoff and the Panthers getting set to see if they can answer. It is Barnegat 6, Point Burrow nothing. With a minute 33 to go, you're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And our opening score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. That's the Office Restaurant and Lounge.
Lustenberger is set to kick off for the second time tonight. Gives this one a good charge. Off to his left, fielded by Wickwire at the 10, stays along the far side, and took a good shot at the 25-yard line, gets to the 26, where it will be first and 10 for Point Burrow. 1:30 to go with the Bengals, the visitor tonight, leading by a score of 6-0.
Kevin, Josh's brother, Manny, of course, not playing tonight on the sideline. Just went up to him. I said, first catch of the year. He says, no, he's got two or three. He said, but he should have gotten the end zone.
That was actually his eighth catch
there
of
you
the
go.
Year.
Yeah.
Boy, I missed that one, huh?
Yep.
All right.
First and 10. What else is new? Split wide out set. Here's the gift to Fitzsimmons off the right side, stretching forward to the 30-yard line. After about a 3.5-yard pickup, it'll be second down at just about 7. Danny Dugan with the stop from his defensive end spot.
Guarantee you, though, Kev, none were more wide open than that one.
Yeah.
All he had to do was catch that one and just start heading to the house. Came up a little short. Erskine finished it off.
On 2nd and long. A little confusion for Barnegat defensively here, moving some players around at the last second. Motion as the give is up the middle to Fitzsimmons, who made a nice spin move at the line of scrimmage. Gets forward just over the 35. Camerato with the stop will be just shy of a first down. Third and about a yard coming up.
That's a gain of 6 yards on the play. Good enough. Hurry, bro, first down.
No, actually, they got a very favorable spot.
Yeah.
And the chains will move, and it will be first and 10. down to 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Fry and Larson, part of a trip set off to the left side. Single wing up top is Franceschini. Man in motion is Conley. He'll get the pitch off to the far side, bouncing close to the sideline. Takes a good shot and able to work his way forward close to the 42-yard line. That'll be the final play from scrimmage here in a fast-moving first quarter. Barnegat with a 6-0 advantage. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.